أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعلى الذين هادوا حرمنا ما قصصنا عليك من قبل وما ظلمناهم ولكن كانوا أنفسهم يظلمون. ثم إن ربك للذين عملوا السوء بجهالة ثم تابوا من بعد ذلك وأصلحوا إن ربك من بعدها لغفور رحيم. صدق الله العظيم. الله تبارك وتعالى says, وعلى الذين هادوا حرمنا ما قصصنا عليك من قبل. And upon the Yahud, those who are Jews, we had made haram, forbidden, that which we have related to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before this. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in Surah Al-A'raf speaks about some of the things that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had made haram upon the Yahud. وَعَلَى الَّذِينَ هَادُوا حَرَّمْنَا كُلَّ ذِي ظُفُرٍ, that we have made haram all those animals that have claws. وَمِنَ الْبَقَرِ وَالْغَنَمِ حَرَّمْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ شُحُومَهُمَا, and from the cows and the sheep, goats, we had made the fat that it carries also haram. And this was a punishment that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, or a test that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given them, and hence it was a test which rather they failed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the ayahs before, Allah spoke about the Quraysh of Makkah. They were making halal and haram according to their own whims, according to their own fancies. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the Yahud, what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had made haram for them. وَمَا ظَلَمْنَاهُمْ, and certainly we had not wronged them. وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ, but they had oppressed their own selves. In other words, they were arrogantly disobeying Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and in that way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made haram some of the good things that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had kept halal for them before that. Thereafter Allah says, ثُمَّ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ لِلَّذِينَ عَمِلُوا السُّوءَ بِجَهَالَةٍ, certainly your Rabb, for those people who practice evil, بِجَهَالَةٍ, because of their ignorance, ignorantly they had been practicing wrong, they had been breaking the commandments of Allah. Ignorantly here will not mean that they did not have the knowledge, but at the time of committing this sin, they had become ignorant of the consequences of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and that they were breaking the command of Allah Rabbul Izzat, even if it was knowingly. But at that particular time, they had forgotten that they were breaking, or forgotten that they were earning the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of it, ثُمَّ تَابُوا مِن بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ وَأَصْلَحُوا, then they make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever the sin would have been, but they are sincere in making tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَصْلَحُوا, and they reform themselves. In other words, they correct their actions, and now they become obedient to Allah. إِنَّ رَبَّكَ مِن بَعْدِهَا لَغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ, certainly your Rabb thereafter is Ghafoor, Allah Ta'ala is most forgiving. Rahim, Allah Ta'ala is most kind. In other words, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will forgive those sins, whatever it may have been. So here Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala brings this ayat to show that one sin is to make halal what Allah Ta'ala had made haram. The opposite, to make haram what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had made halal. In other words, to change the deen of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. All of that is impermissible. Turn to Allah, seek forgiveness, and abide by the rules and regulations of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك ونتوب إليك.